When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Y's. Movies Baby!
I like having fun. Yeah. I like to laugh. Yeah. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. Yeah. I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh. Yeah. I like having fun to meet people who laugh.
Trinity DJ Doug Loosenhop from Naperville, Illinois.
Not really, but close enough.
Where is that again? Downers Grove. Sorry. Am I correct with Downers Grove?
I went to Downers Grove South High School.
Hey, let's give a shout out to the folks out there at Downers Grove, Illinois. Central time zone is where it's at, ladies and gentlemen. We're honoring everybody right down the middle here. We're flyover country, and we love it. That's right, folks. We are also joined by the number one burger boy, Mr. Burger himself, the Burger King, if you will, the Whopper boy, Whopper Jr. Whopper Dopper, dippity doo, Whopper Dop, ding dang, Whopper Dop Dooner, the original Burger King. Mr. Vic Burger, the fourth, coming in from Bethlehem, PA. And enjoy the show. Thank you, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Uh-huh. What the hell was that? We got a ghost.
You're hearing ghosts?
We got a ghost. We are so happy to be back. It's been a long, too long of a break. We were off for just a mere week, but it feels like just being off for a day. Got to turn this into a daily show, folks. We'll call it The Daily Show. Brought to you by Burger King. Well, my reserves. The first 2 minutes of the show was entirely supplied by my energy reserves. And they are now completely
invest,
spent.
Water from bladder to cooling channel.
So they're out. So we are going to wrap things up here.
There we go.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us.
We're chilling.
Thanks to our guests for agreeing to do the show. We don't really want to hear from them anyways. The key is we are back. It is December. We got one more month of this wretched year, 2020, to look forward to. Now, there's no real daylight at the end of the tunnel here for me. I mean, maybe there is maybe March, April, May. But I started looking forward to the end of this year. But when you really look at it, January's going to be a slog.
Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Tim, when 2020's over, We got to start fresh with a brand new year. Everything is going to be back to reset. Back in the
it won't be. There will be no. There'll be a vaccine that won't be really widely distributed. I'm sure that's going to be.
2020 is the worst year ever, and when 2021 hits, we're going to be good. We're going to be sailing.
Let me ask you guys. Let's not start too down. How was your Thanksgiving, Doug?
Oh, it was. It was great, Tim. I had a Carl's Jr. Beyond Burger.
Now, careful. We're sponsored by Burger King today, so I don't want to get too much in the weeds with that. But how about you, Doug? Oh, by the way, let's get to this real quick. We've got a lot of business to discuss today. Kevin Morby's on the show, and Natalie Palamedes.
I'm excited about it.
That's exciting. And of course, your Zooms and a lot of information. But before we begin,
hot fudge sauce.
Before we begin. The Super Chats are engaged, and for the month of December, the Super Chats are going to charity all month long.
Who cares?
So, who cares?
Turn it up.
Who cares?
No. Who cares?
I think the people that we're giving the money to care, don't you? I'm talking about the American Humane Society. We got AmericanHumane.org. Okay. So any contributions you make to the Super Chat today go right there. Okay. If you want to support this show, Office Hours, officialofficehours.com. We've got a brand new line of beautiful merchandise based on our beautiful Office Hours sign here. Got hats and...
You have asbestos mouth.
That's
a good point.
What do you call it? Beanies. Tim Pool beanies.
Uh-huh.
Designed by Tim Pool. Pim Tool. Dim Pool. Pimple.
And if you're a Patreon,
if you're a Patreon, you go to patreon.com/officehourslive, you're going to get a nice discount on that merch. So if people order today.
Have fun.
Go on iTunes and buy it.
If people order today, do you get a discount on the.
Of course.
I mean, I'm sorry. Will you get items before Christmas?
Yes, you'll have till the 14th. You'll have till the 14th.
It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
To get it in the U.S.
Regular speed shipping, and it'll be there.
Yeah. Overseas, no guarantees.
Well, people overseas, believe me, they don't celebrate Christmas. That's been proven. We have information on that. A couple other quick things. The drop concert, the motion picture... is available to buy now. You can buy it digitally, or you can buy it as a card.
Massive dumps.
That's kind of a cool gift, if you think about it. Vic, something you worked hard on. Something you should have some kind of personal investment in its success.
I mean, I just like looking at the artwork, too, that Marika did. It's beautiful. The line drawing, it's obviously what Ben
God bless. I think it ought to be a nice stocking stuffer. What the hell?
It was funny. It was really good.
How much is the card? with all the stuff
I don't have that information.
$25, and it has everything.
That's kind of neat.
That is a deal.
That is kind of neat. It has everything. It has David O'Reilly's game, everything on it. Cosmic Evil Toys is auctioning off an Office Hours pun toy box for Bob Baker's Marionette Theater, whatever that means. Oh, we have these.
They're right here.
We have these.
Cosmic Evil Toys.
Let's see if a Zoomer can guess.
You can buy these.
Okay.
I guess. And they're all individually made. They're handmade. Huh. There's very complicated puns here. I don't think people are going to be able to tell from this perspective. But that's a great way to support Bob Baker. We love that. And finally... we'll move on with the show, but finally, this Saturday is just really a huge day. It's one of the big ones. 10-year anniversary of Crimbus, the great Crimbus special that, Doug, I'm sure you worked on.
Saturday.
And Vic was just a little boy watching.
I was watching, crying, laughing at it.
Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific, that's 8 p.m. Eastern, whatever that is, Central. Let's dial that in right now so we can... 6 p.m. Central. Go to crimbus.biz, get your tickets. Me and the big man himself, Eric Wareheim, and I will be right here, live, on camera, watching the Crimbus special. And we haven't watched it in years. And so it's not like we sit around every night and watch our own shit, even though it's probably better than 90% of the garbage out there, trust me. It would be better to watch our own shit than the shit that they're shoveling us. We're going to sit and watch it. You can watch with us. It's for another really magnanimous gift we're doing for charity, feedingamerica.org. And it's $10. You watch with us. We'll do a Q&A afterwards. It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, on with the show. I've done my duties. I've read my plugs. And let's get on with the show. Let's get after it. I'll do that every week now. Let's get a call in real quick because we have so much to get through. I don't know if I'm going to get to many Zoomies today. Matt, do you have anybody that's just dying to keep...
Anna Quinlan has a topic.
Anna Quinlan was a popular columnist.
Let's go.
Right?
Yes, there is an Anna Quinlan. I wanted to ask, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can hear you. We can't see you. Something's going on our side.
All I see... Yeah, there you are.
There we go.
I see... By the way, so people understand where I'm coming from. People... understand the trouble that it is for me to do the show and the pain. Sometimes in my head, I think I'm looking forward to doing this, but in the moment, it's very unpleasant. I'll tell you one of the reasons why.
I hear you, brother.
When I'm not looking at the beautiful Hannah here, whoever the guest is, whoever's on Zoom, I'm staring at dead Junson, the intern's face. And he's like this. He's like, no, and he is. It might as well just be a screenshot of him. He's like this. That's what I'm looking at the whole time. I'm trying to be funny, trying to be creative, trying to think off the top, trying to make you guys laugh, trying to make the audience laugh, and Judson's like this. Like talking to a brick wall! Matt, build a brick wall right here! Because it'll be better than looking at him. But it is his last day with the show, so I don't want to rough him up too much. Thank you, Judson, for helping out. Now, how can I help you?
Okay, so I'm wondering if you know something that happened to the Dave Matthews Band in 2004 at the Chicago River.
Yes, their bus driver emptied the toilet into the river. Next caller, please.
They actually emptied it onto a sightseeing boat.
Yes. What's that? Onto a sightseeing boat. I don't know if I knew that detail. No. I don't know. Was it a thing that Dave Matthews himself initiated, or
he's into that? Yeah.
Was it like a?
We discussed this recently.
It was apparently just the violinist.
Oh.
He did it on purpose?
It was just the violinist's bus. It wasn't the whole band.
The violinist has his own bus.
It was only one member's bus.
Wow.
That guilt by association thing is too bad.
Apparently, Ben and Jerry's was supposed to release... They were supposed to release an ice cream flavor the months that it happened, and the ice cream flavor was going to be Dave Matthews Band Magic Brownie, and they had to take it off the show.
Is that a joke you made up, or is that true? That's a fact?
No, that's true.
I love it. Well, thank you. I feel bad for Dave Matthews because, you know, that's total guilt by association. He had nothing, he's trying to probably live in a good, clean life. It's probably not even his violinist's fault. It's like the driver, right? It's not the violinist.
The violinist pulled the lever.
The violinist wouldn't know where the lever was.
He pulled the lever like an executioner pulling
They're like, his boat's coming. Hold it. Hold it. Don't push it. Don't pull it yet. All right, down, now, now.
But that is a thing, though. Bus drivers, and they do that, like, on the road. If it's like they let the liquids out, right, don't they?
You have to hook it up to a septic receiver, some kind of. There's a hole. You don't just dump it somewhere. It doesn't matter where you are.
They had to get to Detroit, Tim, and they had no time for the.
Doug, you remember the bus driver we had on one of the? It might have been the Crimbus tour. It might have the 10 years ago. It might have been there was.
That's the only tour I didn't go on.
Oh. Well, maybe it was this guy that was very heavy.
I was on that one.
Yeah. You won't forget that.
I didn't sleep a wink at night.
This guy was like, he had those legs, those like diabetes legs that are like right on the chopping block.
I thought he was
ready to go. You know,
like bus drivers need a co-pilot that could take over if one of them kicks the bucket.
Well, that was the thing that was worrying. So he would drive at night because that's what buses, that's the idea is you drive through the night so that you get there for the day of the show. And you sleep on the bus, and he would get himself this massive, what was it, Dunkin' Donuts?
It was a coffee, but it was about like a 2-gallon cup.
2 gallon, one of those big boys, those big gulps, but filled with coffee, but like half cream and sugar, like tons of sugar in there.
And you start chugging that at like 1 a.m.
Yeah. And that's right, Doug. You and I would be trying to make love in one of the bunks, but not being able to succeed at that. But no, we'd be trying to sleep. And you just kept thinking, like, the guy piloting this thing is on the road to a massive coronary stroke or some kind of heart attack.
I didn't sleep a wink, Tim. I used to like try to be sleeping, and then you hear that little sound, like, you know, when you go off those like warning like reflectors on the edge.
Yeah, I do
all night long.
All right, we're off to a great start today, folks. Death, disease, shit, depression.
I know.
Vic, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was okay. It was okay. Yeah, it was just the...
Did you cook a bird?
Just the wife and kids. Yes, we cooked the turkey. And I made the gravy. And that was...
Oh, I bet you did.
I made the gravy.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
I'm making gravy. That's a Brühl thing. I'm making gravy.
Thanks for coming.
I did gravy too. No one asked me, by the way, how was my day. That's okay. Don't bother. Yeah.
Tim, how was your Thanksgiving? What'd you do? What'd you cook?
Did you eat a lot?
Did you make gravy the old-fashioned way?
I made turkey burgers. I made turkey burgers.
Did you get the powder and make the gravy?
No, I made the gravy the night before from scratch, from my own chicken stock that I made. And I did a whole thing, a whole several-hour process to get the best gravy possible.
No one said that gravy was their least favorite side last week.
It's not a side. It's a condiment.
It. Like a condiment,
I
right?
I eat it only.
Just eat it.
I just you know what? I don't touch any of the crescent rolls or any of the casserole. You know what? I just do gravy in a big, wide boba straw.
You know what I did, though? Because I made a perfect amount of turkey this year. It was perfectly proportioned and... We had just enough for like one day of leftovers and then a soup, a turkey soup. And my soup was better than any, Matt, I didn't tell you this. My soup was better than anything because what I did was I added a couple big scoops of gravy to the soup, to the broth. And it thickened it up just a little bit, added a little bit of flavor, that umami. Umami.
Umami.
But one of my favorite things of the day was I got this from Amazon, just a pretty... standard thing, but it's a full-size carving knife. This thing, Vic, is like this long. It's like
Where do you store something like that?
In my knife drawer.
Yeah, you have a drawer that big?
Mommy, no.
It's perfect size for the knife.
Like a machete, yeah.
It's definitely not too big for the knife, the drawer.
Hang it on the wall.
But you go through this breast, and it's like going through fucking room temp butter.
What?
Right through the skin. Matt saw it. He saw it with his own eyes. Very sharp knife.
I did. I declined your offer to try it out.
I was telling people, like, feel this. Feel how pleasurable this is. Now, Doug, you don't eat meat, and I apologize. I try not to eat meat, too. Yeah,
he's got his hands over his ears.
I just eat bones. Tim, did you get the wishbone? Did your wish come true?
I don't mess with that. Okay.
Did you give your kids the wishbone?
No, I never know what to do. I'm
drying mine out right now. I don't know if it's like how long it takes.
Dry it out.
Yeah, you do it because it won't snap.
Do you have a wishbone drying rack?
Yeah, it's a special rack.
Let's get to the city of the day, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, the city of the day begins now. The city of the day. Look at this.
Wow.
Big innovation here at Office Hours. I mandated it. I said we need more packaging. Just to give the audience a little break from my beautiful face. City of the Day is... Where is it here? Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, PA. Pittsburgh, PA. City of the Day, by the way, I should mention, is sponsor. We have a great sponsor this week. People are already talking about it. Top Dog Cat Traps and Straps. Top Dog Cat Traps and Straps. Are cats setting off your motion detector lights all night? Are you sick of sifting through home security video clips of cat after cat walking past your house using up all your storage? Well, Top Dog Cat traps can help. They look like giant mouse traps, but they're made for cats. This is terrible. These humane traps will snap a cat's neck in a split. Wait a minute.
What?
These humane... This is terrible, Hannah. This is a terrible sponsor here. But they're paying the bills.
You gotta read the ad.
Just put some catnip on the tip, pull back the 100-pound coil, and set it in front of your house. When you wake up, your catch of the day awaits. Our traps are reusable. Just hose it down and reload. Perfect for eco-minded consumers. We're going to get a lot of hate mail for this, Doug. You understand that? Perfect for eco-minded consumers. Order now and get a free skinning and tanning kit. That I wouldn't recommend that. It's terrible. Turn any cat pelt into a designer. No. And what about these straps?
Tim, it's an accessory for your cat-loving friend.
Or make a football from your own locally harvested cat leather.
Yeah.
But wait, there's Meow-or. Are you a cat owner and want to prevent your naughty kitty from wandering into one of our traps? Well, we also sell cat straps to keep your noisy feline safe. So whether it's cat traps or cat straps, you can take a cat nap and rest easy with Top Dog. So go to topdogcattrapsandstraps.com and use the code word OH20 and get $20 off your pick of the litter. That's awful. I don't think anybody... That's why we, by the way, Matt is a cat man. He's a Catman do.
People love it.
And people love it?
Listen.
Okay. Hey! What happened? Backstory here. We had our Tuesday meeting, and Matt put his foot down. He says, this is over the line. I don't think this is a funny... I'm a Catman. Somehow Matt has a... There's a line that we've crossed with this one.
He had
one.
No problem eating turkey on Thanksgiving.
That's
though.
True.
Notice that.
Well, before the rewrite, it was just talking about skinning cats, and there were no jokes.
So he said, well, to offset that,
when I pitched it, I got a big laugh from Tim.
Yeah, sure.
So I knew it was going to go.
Listen, I'm not saying I have a problem with it. We did the dead dog of the month thing. That was upsetting for people, but it's morbid humor. It's sick and twisted, and that's what people love. It's on the edge. And it's not PC. But we said to counteract for the cat lovers out there, you know how much I hate the kitty of the day and all that stuff. We will open up the Super Chats to charity. So if you were offended by that, you want to protect our beautiful feline kittens that give me, irritate my eyes. I suggest throwing a couple dollars to the American Humane Society. I'm going to start the American Human Society. It's for, I don't know what it's for. We'll get to that later. City of the day.
Humans from from animals.
Provides. What does that, what would that mean? Provides snake venom for people. And, city of the day, like I said, is Pittsburgh, PA. There is a new code, so if people are into the code cracking, there's a way to get involved through, what's that, some Pittsburgh music?
Yeah.
Sure. Very Polish situation going on there.
They put fries in their sandwiches.
I don't care for that, by the way. I'm not a fan of that sandwich they're all in love with over there. What's that place called? Grinaldi's or whatever? Grimaldi's?
It's French fries in there.
Fernanti Brothers.
Yeah, no need.
Primanti.
Thumbs down. Overrated.
I put fries in everything.
Yeah, but the fries aren't good.
Oh.
The fries are not good. They get soggy in there. Weather in Pittsburgh, high of 43. And right now, the low today is kind of interesting.
28.
Doug?
Sorry, 12 degrees.
36. So, question of the day, quickly. The question of the day that you can bring up if you want. If you don't, that's fine. There's lots to get to. Most overrated thing of the year. What is the most overrated? We've been doing it. There's lots of top 10 lists coming out. Best records, Fear of Death, stand-up specials, An Evening With, Moonbase, Beef House.
One, two, three, four, five.
Lots of things to celebrate. But what is the most overrated thing of the year? That'd be interesting to find out what your opinion is on that. I do have to get to one more thing before we... I have to read something, and I didn't get a chance to brief you on this, Doug.
Yes.
Or Vic. Or Matt. But wow. I have a binding proclamation to make.
Uh-oh.
This is a proclamation that is binding.
You have a binding proclamation you couldn't give us a heads up about.
No, I did not. I didn't have a chance. What is that?
That's binding. It's the best sound I could come up with on this.
Well,
spot.
What about some horns? This is a big important day. This is a big... This is... There you go. Folks, the binding proclamation is this. I hereby declare that if you hear this, you agree to this. If you do not want to agree to what I'm about to say, you need to immediately turn off the podcast or the stream, shut it all down, or accept all that is about to be declared. Whereas, this is official now, in an effort to qualify for the upcoming Biden administration's National Endowment for the Arts podcast and live stream arts and entertainment grant, which is substantial, by the way, it's upwards of $500,000 a year, I, Tim Heidecker, hereby do declare the Office Hours Live podcast to be a fully secular podcast and live stream. Whereas going forward, any and all discussion of religious or religious holidays will be permanently banned from discussion by any members of the Office Hours staff, including Doug Lusenhoff, Vic Berger, Matt Carlin, as well as audience members and special guests. Therefore, come on, man, as we enter the month of December, let it be known that any and all discussion of the Christmas holiday, including Santa Claus, presents, stockings, winter wonderlands, the birth of baby Jesus, mangers, good cheer, stockings, all of it.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
Listen close, folks. Will be banned.
Jesus Christ.
Therefore, this applies to musical cues as well as drops. Any audience member who defies the ban will be permanently banned from watching and listening and calling into the show. You will also be banned from purchasing Office Hours Live merchandise. That's how serious we are. Any staff member who defies the ban will be fired without warning.
Can I play one song real quick before that goes?
No. The ban is about to be enacted, so once that happens, you can't go back. But if you want to get one out of your system now, go ahead. Go ahead.
So no Christmas stuff.
I hereby declare any mention or reference of the C word from here on out will result in a immediate firing.
I'm cool with that, actually. That sounds fine. You know.
I mean, I like to get into this season.
There's enough Christmas.
Oh. Wait.
There's enough Christmas crap.
It's not up for discussion. It's not up for discussion. This is not controversy creates conversation. This is
no
binding proclamation. And we're going to live with it. There's lots to talk about. We don't need to be going on about Christmas. There's lots of other venues where you can talk and hear about Christmas. So no Christmas talk.
I mean, we're a Christian nation.
If you want to push back on this, Vic, then you are writing your resignation letter. Okay? Right. So let's just tighten it up.
I have no problem with not talking about the C word, Tim.
Thank you,
Unless it's Corona, then I love talking about it.
It's so interesting to see how Corona.
Can we call it Coronas? Can we just call the holiday Coronas?
It's so interesting how suddenly the election happened and now we're not even talking about Corona. It's like it never happened. But anyways, let's move on. That's the proclamation. That's the rule, Vic. If you have a problem with it,
virus.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'll hold my tongue, bite my tongue, whatever they're saying.
There's plenty to talk about. We don't need to go on and on about this commercialized Hallmark holiday.
So, Tim, does this include like our personal lives? Because I'd be happy to return the presents I got for you guys back to the Apple store.
Back to the Apple store?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I already have a tree up in my house, too.
I'm just talking about on the show. I can't mandate how you live your life. Mm-hmm. But believe me, in this household, we are not celebrating the holiday in any way.
All right.
Got you guys all new Mac Minis. Stocking stuffers.
Mac Minis. All right. We're back on track. Vic, I've been in just absolutely loving your Jim Brewer posts.
Oh, yes.
That was That was tough stuff.
It really is. Poor guy. I mean, he's concerned about the world and what's happening in the country.
Give him a hug. No, give an elderly a hug. Yeah. I mean, that's tough stuff.
We lost him. We lost the
What's that
the
thing goat, at the end? He says, see you tonight at the stress factory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here, I have it here somewhere.
If you're waiting for a hug, you might want to pack a lunch.
We'll see you tonight at the stress factory.
The fuck is the stress factory?
That's why would anyone club the stress factory?
Why would you want to go to a place? Yeah. Come on, we're going. We're going to be late. Sorry, sweetie. I'm just trying to get my Kona. Come on. We're going to the fucking stress factory. God damn it. Jesus Christ.
No, I can't.
The fucking he's like, can't celebrate the Thanksgiving anymore.
Did you see the one where he pulls like the mask over his face and he's walking around and then he starts marching like a Nazi?
Because
Nazis are telling him he can't go out of his house anymore.
What should we call our comedy store or comedy club? I don't know. something to sort of
Real
aggravate it, to give people like immediate anxiety when they hear the name of the club. Stress Factory. Anyways. Check out this. Who's playing at the Stress Factory? You can get club dates.
It's only Brewer. It's
Tim, what would you call your comedy club?
Mm.
The Cringe Castle or the
Edgelands.
Edgelands.
About the Laugh Abattoir.
You'd have to explain to people what abattoir means.
It's where they kill animals, right?
Oh my god.
The slaughterhouse. The no net.
Let's take one of our Zoomer before we bring Kevin Morby into the mix.
Shane Gillis.
Rainbow
is there.
Randy is in the chat.
Randy Rainbow? The
Rainbow Randy.
Interesting.
Randy Rainbow?
Is it? Could it be?
Nothing bums me out more than seeing when he has a new song on Twitter.
Say something, Rainbow Randy, so your account.
Hi. I never thought I'd be on this show.
It's him.
I was just randomly watching.
Oh. Well, we should have a big warning saying, like, if you're watching, you might be on the show. So welcome to the show. How can we help you, Randy?
Oh, no, I'm a big fan of the Poundcast. So.
All right, let's move. Thank you.
Yeah.
Where I also like your show.
Where are you right now?
Looks like he's at work.
Yeah, I'm in Redmond, Washington. I'm at work at an office.
What do you do?
I do product development for a food company.
Oh, well, that's like, you know who that's like? Clark Griswold in the Vacation movies. Wasn't he doing that? He was like in charge of food tasting, food flavors.
Well, we have food products if you need any ideas. We got the soup chute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
a lot of good.
Yeah.
What are you testing now like these days?
I make a lot of sauce products, like hot sauces.
Oh, my God. I mean, Tim has all really? Kinds of ideas if you need them.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I'll write them down, actually. I'm always looking for ideas. We're just trying to launch some new products right now. So.
You know what they don't have out there, which would be fun, is a plain sauce. This is just a basic flavor, not really anything going one way or the other. It's got more of about the texture than
wetness.
Any kind of the wetness. And, yeah, I think just no real distinct flavor, though.
Write that down.
So just like a thick, viscous.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Clear.
It's just called plain. It's got some calories in it. You know.
Okay.
So plain. It's just called plain sauce.
So it's just like starchy, or is it just the liquid texture?
I was
like
thinking gelatinous.
It's like more like water. Watery flavoring, but with a thickness to it.
And you
it's
still
like
see the food under
the
it.
Viscosity of ketchup, perhaps, but it's kind of more clear.
Yeah. I don't know about
it's
clear.
Like lube,
it's like lube. It's like lube, but without like an alcohol. Right. It's like not an alcoholy flavor.
Right,
it's
it just, gets it down your throat.
It's totally
slides your food down.
It's a neutral. It's a neutral flavor. It's a neutral, whatever that is. I don't know the chemistry of what a neutral flavor is, but it shouldn't lean one way or the other. It's not sweet. It's not spicy. It's not. It's sort of antimatter when it comes to in the world of sauces. So the plain sauce. And then you can add to it whatever you want. So if you have a nice big gallon of plain sauce, you can add like sort of like those soda maker things.
Those little water drips that you could put, you could flavor that's a great water, idea. Like Mio or whatever that's called.
So you can have gravy or you can have chipotle or you can have ranch dressing or whatever. You just add the drops and turn it into the sauce you want. So you have a big plain sauce starter point, starter sauce. Mm-hmm. You call it starter sauce. Yeah.
Okay. So you can have like little pods that you can just, it's like a coffee machine where you can insert the customized pods into the clear viscous matter.
So, so I'm doing a million different things. I'm, you know, developing comedy, I'm music, I'm doing all kinds of things. And I'm also developing products for you. Why aren't you guys coming up with these great ideas? Why is it always on me?
Well, we take a lot of things into consideration here, like how nutritious it would be or how marketable it would be. So, you just gave me a great, this is something that we will be working on.
Heidecker's plain sauce. Heidecker's starter sauce. Flavor plain.
I have so many great ideas.
That's exactly right. All right, listen.
I have an idea. Randy, can I just pitch a couple?
Yes, go ahead, Doug.
How about white ketchup? Or, you know, I like when things are different colors and they kind of throw you off.
White is just an unpleasant color in the ketchup viscosity thing, you know?
That's tough. Remember when they did the clear Pepsi? That just failed.
I think people want dark things when it comes to sauces and blends.
Should we see what Kevin Morby has to say about all this?
Oh, for sure.
How about black ketchup?
For sure.
That's good.
Kevin Morby is my guest. Thank you, Randy, for joining us on the show today, and welcome. I'm glad you're a part of the community now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Is Kevin Morby there?
Thank you.
I'm here.
Kevin. Hey, man. How's it going?
Hi. Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
Nice to meet you. Is it? Can we confirm that we have not met?
We have not met. Not to my knowledge.
Hey. I I got a pushback on that.
We've met.
I was at a kind of it was a show in LA that was like I've never really gone to any of these before, but it was kind of like a outdoor tastemaker kind of show.
Okay.
Chris Swanson probably set up.
Yes, I remember this, and I was reminded of.
And I don't know if we actually. I think we met very briefly. Very briefly.
2016.
Yeah.
This place had like a revolving door.
It's a really cool place. It's kind of like a speakeasy, but they have like a backyard, back area. So I remember that fondly. I remember seeing you, terrific performer, songwriter.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Kansas City right now. Cold, rainy Kansas City.
Is that where you're from?
It's where I'm from, and I live here once again.
Missouri or Kansas?
Wow, so you did
I'm on the Kansas side.
Where were you bopping around before you moved back?
I lived in New York for 7 years, and then I lived in Los Angeles for 4.5 years.
What happened? You didn't dig it? You just felt like, this is too much.
I dug it. I love it. In fact, I was going to get an apartment there this year. I was going to do like the half move back, but then we went into lockdown, and I just stuck around.
So are you with somebody out there in Kansas City?
I am. I'm with my girlfriend, Katie Crutchfield. She has a band called Waxahachie.
There you go. I mean, you guys are top of the rock, indie rock community. That's royalty.
We're hunkered down here. We're just a factory here. We're just pumping out the jams.
Are you recording in your house?
We have a little studio shed. That's where Katie is. She has to go back there and hide when I do interviews, and then I do the same thing when she has interviews.
But you got a studio set up at the house.
We got a studio set up at the house. We got a whole thing going on here.
Do you have somebody that comes and engineers or assists, or are you doing it all yourself?
Doing it all ourselves, which, you know.
I kind of hate that, right?
Yeah, it's hard. It's like I'm always reminded of like that's exactly why I pay someone else to do it, because that's where my frustration really comes in, is when I'm trying to set up microphones and then I just give up half the time.
Yeah, and then it's also nice to have at least somebody to kind of perform for when you're recording, when you're playing.
Exactly. That's a great point. The pressure's on in this nice way.
When I did this, Rudy Giuliani song I guess it was a couple weeks ago now, and I was trying to play it on the piano And I kept fucking up. I kept like forgetting the words, or I'd hit a wrong chord. And I was like, if I stream, if I just go live on YouTube and perform it, I bet you I would get a better recording. And that's what happened, folks.
That's great. That's awesome. I love that vibe.
So are you on tape or no, you're not, going on tape.
No, not, well, actually, you know, I have, we have a couple four tracks back there and my latest record Sundowner, which just came out.
For legal reasons, we can't bring up any of your music.
So oh, right. Okay.
If you want to figure out, that's not the kind of show you come on and promote your stuff. I don't know if that was explained to you. Because YouTube and the licensing and stuff.
Well, I have recorded a version of one of my previous albums onto a four track, which
oh really?
You know. Yes.
So I'm just kidding. Of course you could promote your records. do you want to play a game? Do you know about this game we're gonna play?
No, let's do it.
I love it.
I'm kidding, huh?
By the way, you know what my song of yours is? Like it all. I love it all. My song, Matt, get this up. Beautiful Strangers.
Ah, thank you.
I could put that on repeat. It's one of those songs where it's like, that could play all day. Right?
All encompassing.
How do you do it?
Thank you very much.
How do you do it?
I don't know. I wrote that one lying down. I was looking at a ceiling fan. I think that had something to do with the creation of that song.
Crazy.
It's so, and the recording of it's really nice.
Thank you very much. Really, it's my friend Sam Cohen.
It's got, of course, you probably hear this a lot. It's got a little Leonard Cohen going on there, especially when those ladies come in.
I hear that all the time.
You don't mind that.
No, I don't mind that at all. Do you read comments on YouTube and stuff when you go to your songs? By the way, I love your album.
Thank you, Kevin.
Your latest record. Yeah, it's great.
Thank you, man.
Lemon Twigs and Natalie's on it. It's great.
It's something I'm very proud of.
You should be.
Do I have any respect in the indie rock world? Do people think I'm an interloper?
Absolutely.
What would you call that, Vic?
A crossover? A
mogul. Like
no, just that I'm not to be taken seriously.
I mean, I don't know what.
Kevin, you got to be talking to some of these people at Pitchfork and Anthony Fantanos and all these people. And you got to say, listen, you better take this dude serious. I'm not a kid. I'm a middle-aged man. You got to take this guy seriously. He's the real deal.
I don't know if Anthony Fantano is going to listen to me. He's never given me the time of day.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I was on to him very early, too, and so I'm surprised.
But, Tim, do you take a lot of these people serious? Like who is it? Billy Bob Thornton gets into music, and you got Joe Scarborough.
Lumping me in with them.
You're lumping him in with Scarborough?
I am. But that's, I'm just saying, like, they want to be taken seriously, too.
It's true.
It's a hard path to take. You know?
Google it.
I think you do it very well, Tim. I think it's great.
Thank you, Bacon Brothers.
All right, here's the game. We like having fun. We like to laugh. The game is called More Bees, or Less Bees.
Nice. I like it.
Okay, so we've done the research. This is going to be fun. We've done the research.
Okay.
We're going to give you two distinct locations. You tell us if there are more bees, bumblebees, there in colonies than the other place.
Okay. That's great. Yeah.
It is great, actually. I don't know if you're being sarcastic, but...
Okay. I'm being honest.
People are saying it's great, actually. I got a text here from... Oh, my God. That's kind of neat. I hate to do this,
The last time someone made a game off of my name, it was called Morby's Dick. It was something about Moby's Dick characters.
That's not bad. Yeah. Speaking of Joe Scarborough, I just got a text from him. And he said, loving this new More Bees or Less Bees game. That's kind of neat.
That's nice.
That's great.
Just wrapped
like
Morning Joe.
Game.
Just wrapped
like
Morning Joe.
I like the nature of this a lot better than the other one. More no Bees pun
Dick.
Intended.
That's disrespectful. It's crude. Okay, it's here we go. Ohio or Kentucky? Who has more bees?
Kentucky.
You are really on the go there. You full confidence. Well, you're 0-1 because it's actually Ohio.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
I was going off of humidity.
Should we bring a caller in to compete?
Oh.
That's a great idea.
We'll bring a caller in to compete.
Or again, a head-to-head? Who wants to go head-to-head on more bees?
If you, the caller will win. If you can beat Kevin Morby, you'll win one free stream of his new album on Spotify or Apple Music.
All right, Joe Cardina, you look like you're very excited.
Oh. Could we offer a vinyl... Are you? Who are you? Are you Jag
we'll
Jaguar?
We'll,
are you?
Give an, we'll give an office
I'm
hour.
Dead Oceans.
Dead Oceans.
I would let him get a recount on these bees because. You know, how do you know?
There we go.
You know?
Things could have changed.
Intern Landon independently verified all of these.
Okay. Who's our competitor here? Who's our?
I forgot his name. How many registered voters?
Identify yourself.
Joe.
My name's Joe.
Joe Plumber Joe. Joe the Plumber from the 2008 campaign. Joe the Plumber.
What's he up to?
Montana or Idaho?
Montana.
You're both saying Montana?
Yeah.
Yep.
Where's My Girl filmed?
My Girl was filmed in, how do I know? I don't know.
Maine?
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 That's my guess.
Sorry, boys. It's Idaho.
Damn.
So this is it. We're two more. Texas or California?
Texas.
Gotta be California.
Ooh, Joe the Plumber's got it with California. Morby does not know his bees. Fuck. Morby knows no bees.
I'll say.
Yeah, you can make a good record, but I wouldn't exactly go to you for bee information, okay?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Kid doesn't exactly have honey coming out of the cupboards. Oh. He may look like a wasp, but boy, this kid doesn't, what a beauty he is, huh? Doesn't know a lot about bees, does he? Nevada. giving somebody shit for not knowing this. Texas. Okay, Nevada or New Mexico? Not Mexico, New Mexico.
Oh, that's tough.
Nevada.
You got it, Kevin.
Yes. Yes.
You got it.
This is for Carl Castle's voicemail on your...
Hey, this show's a whole lot better than that if you think about it. All right, last one here, if you think about it. Last one. And now this will be interesting because Joe the Plumber could win the free stream of Sundowners, now available on Dead Oceans.
Or one
and we
comment.
Love Kevin Morby. I was curious about you because, you know, your record is very serious. You're very serious music. You could be
People
a dud.
People say I'm a goofy guy, though.
You could be a dud.
I could be a dud.
Easily be a dud. A mopey dud.
What am
dud.
I now?
You're,
what
do you think you're I a am laugh. Now? You're a scream. you're laughing. You're having fun. You're just the right energy for our crowd.
Perfect.
I like Kansas City.
When were you here?
Oh, boy. We stopped touring there for routing reasons. But
because in the middle.
It's a little weird. Well, we try to like break up where we do like this year we did Indianapolis. So it was sort of like do that instead of Kansas City kind of move, which is
nice.
I don't know. You have to make choices, right? But yeah. My thought, Jug, maybe you can picture this. There's a lot of red brick in Kansas City. Am I crazy?
A lot of red brick. There's more in St. Louis, but there's a lot here. Oh,
I like it. And you got to know, are you in the cool part of town? Is there a cool part? Is there like...
I'm in like the New Jersey of, like, if you're comparing Kansas City to New York, mm-hmm. and there's like a Brooklyn and a Queens and a Staten Island, I'm in like the New Jersey.
Oh.
So,
it's okay.
Debatable. Some people say it's very uncool. Some
but people leave you alone, huh?
Yeah, people leave me alone. It's nice.
How's the jazz scene there? Because I know it really was popping off in the 20s and 30s.
It's great. It's still great. There's because of COVID, it's all shut down, but right. There's a great jazz scene here.
So are you looking, have you started thinking about what you're going to do next year?
Yes. I was actually just talking to my booking agent about this today. How'd you know?
I've tapped into all your lines of communication. I do I do that about 48 hours before a guest. That way I can get a sense of what's going on.
Yeah, I'm, you know, next year is, who knows, you know, but this vaccine is looking promising.
I just took it. I got it from this mail order guy. And it's making me feel very weird.
I just saw this news article I was reading right before coming on that was saying that Bush, Clinton, and Obama are going to try the vaccine to gain trust, the public's trust. And have you seen this photo of the three of them together?
They're hanging out.
I'm
think
friends
that,
with George Bush.
You know, I think that's great because the people who are dubious... Man. I saw...
They're going to shoot each other up.
The people... The people who are most dubious of vaccines are big fans of those three guys, right? That's a nice intersection.
Right.
I don't do vaccines. But, oh, Clinton and Obama's doing it? All right, then. I guess I can trust it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I was very concerned about the vaccine because of the influence of George Soros and the Illuminati and Bilderberg Group, but I just got this in. This is documented stuff. This just came in that former President Clinton and Obama and George W. Bush are going to be taking the vaccine. So therefore, we have determined that it is safe.
You're not going to hear that.
They have the army just arrested him.
All right. Last one. Thank you for bringing visual aids with you, too.
No problem. I came prepared.
I have a whole thing on those guys.
Wait, was there another bees question?
Yeah, so I was wondering. Yeah. This is the last one. Plumber Joe, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
This is for all the chips in China here. All the tea in China. Massachusetts or Arizona?
I'm going to have to go. There's no tea. Massachusetts.
Plumber Joe takes it from Morby. Mr. No B Morby. Massachusetts it is with 1,360 bee colonies. Stick around, Plumber Joe. You're getting a stream of sundowners.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Kevin. Good game.
Thank you Kevin. Too, Joe. Thank you, Kevin Morby, for joining us. I hope to see you in the flesh when this is all over, and I'll come backstage when you come play. Hey, man.
It's cool
to have you on Officer.
Guest lift for life.
Well, I appreciate that. Maybe I'll come out there and record a demo or something in your studio. I don't know. Maybe we'll see how that
works. Come out, man. I would love that. And I'll be backstage at your show.
For sure. All right, my friend. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Best to everyone in your world. All the best.
You as well. Bye.
Beat it. Beat it. That's not nice. Beat it. I guess I'll get my own soda. Jesus Christ.
Let's go. Who's
next? I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Theo Balcom, Andy Mills, Lisa Tobin, Rachel Questor, Lindsay Garrison, Amy Brown.
It's a 45-second drop.
Paige Cowan, this is great.
Simon Johnson, Brad Fisher, Marissa Anderson, Wendy Dorr, Chris Wood, Jessica Chung, Stella Tan, Alexandra Lee Young, Lisa Chow, Eric Krumke, Mark George,
almost Luke halfway there.
Kelly Prime, Sindhu Yana Sumbandan, MJ Davis Lynn, Austin Mitchell, Nina Potuck, Dan Powell, Dave Shaw, Sydney Harper, Daniel Guimet, Hans Buto, Robert Jimison, Mike Benoit, Bianca Gaffney,
like how he has the same cadence for each name.
Asta Chaturvedi, Michelle Banja, Elise Spiegel, Diana Wynn, Darren Lozano, and Soraya Shockley. Our theme music is by Jim Brunner.
Is by Jim Brewer. Our theme music is by Jim Brewer. So you want music for the daily? You want music for the daily? I'll get you music.
It's just him doing Rage Against the Machine.
By the way, our old friend Jordan Peterson has emerged. He's emerged with a new book. It's coming out. I've written a new book. You know, it's psychologically, from a biological standpoint, a very, absolutely, completely doom-inducing. So we got a copy of this thing. They gave us a copy. Why, Matt? Because they want us to have him on the show? I don't know.
Who knows?
They got like an advanced copy of this thing. It's kind of cool.
We have connections.
And it's more rules. It's like he's like Bill Maher with his new rules. Jordan Peterson's new rules. Should we read a couple of these to see? Because I didn't.
I'm related to him, I just found out.
Who?
Peterson. I got my 23andMe back, and it turns out he's my biological father.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a daughter. I have a daughter who makes me eat. Who can only ingest sunflower seeds. And at first, we were only eating beef. And it became so tragically impossible to pass a stool
Now, this is interesting because let's look at some of these 12 new rules.
Change
the first one's pretty simple. Change the oil in your car every 3,000 miles. Okay.
Do not leave your car running with the garage door closed.
These are all these are like roll. These are like rules of the road. Go for a drive. Another car related.
What I mean is turn off your phone, turn off your GPS or maps software, and just go for a drive. Just get out on the open road and have no plans of where you're going. Chevy,
something about you.
Hell, just let yourself get lost. Hell,
that's a perfect impression right there. Just the word hell,
hell, hell, hell. I'd be the first to tell you if there was an easier way. Remove your muffler and do not be afraid to rev your engines at stoplights. It brings out your internal male rage that lies beneath the surface that society shuns and cancels so often because before you are able to display it to the world. You'll feel the rage burning psychologically. You'll feel it in your solar plexus. Put your hand... I notice when he gets emotional, he starts getting really high. Put your hand on your heart when a DeLorean drives past. They're rare to see these days, but also Back to the Future is my favorite movie.
All right.
Whatever.
Solve disagreements with a drag race.
Jordan's back.
You want to skip ahead? Go.
Oh, no, I'm down. Done. No.
I failed. So glad I wrote all those in.
Oh, well, so sorry. You want your money back?
Go to 18.
Oh, I closed it. I can get back. More of these.
Oh, forget it. I'll send them to the patrons.
Yeah, right.
There you go. If you want more of Jordan Peterson's new rules.
I spent 7 hours writing.
Sure you did. Which one do you want me to go to?
It doesn't matter.
Tell me. Give me one number.
It's over.
Give me one number. 19? Someone said...
Go to 18.
Run over a squirrel if you encounter one in the street. If you merely maim it, back up and finish the job. Finish the job. Hell. There's hell. Kids...
There you go.
Hell. Damn it. Hell. There are politicians right now suggesting that men aren't actually men. And you have Elliot... Page, who's demanding.
I can only do hell.
Do 22.
Yes, sir.
Drive barefoot. Ignore pedestrians. It's their responsibility to avoid you. It's a hierarchy of driving.
What is this music?
Oh,
it's inspirational. I like it.
You forgot I was playing.
Just getting into it.
I'll take a zoomer, please, Matt.
Let's talk to Fraser Doty.
Fraser Crane. How wet can
they get? How are my pants? Hey, mate.
How wet can they get?
Hey there.
How are we doing?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good. Thank you.
Great.
Hey,
mate. Hell, do you have any, do you want some advice from Jordan Peterson? What's the problem? What is it that is bothering you?
I'm feeling really, I don't feel very masculine, Jordan. Can you...
Well, you got to stand up. You got to stand up, and you got to take it on the chin. I mean, you have to take it on the chin.
Jordan, thank you so much.
The consequences of not doing that are very severe. I mean,
yeah,
in the end days,
yeah.
They're going to cut your dick off. Okay, that's what the Biden folks want to do.
No wonder you're resentful.
Yeah.
They want to slice your little prick off with Heidecker's carving knife.
It's
warm like butter.
What do you got for me?
Try to be a good person.
Oh, what have I got? Overrated things.
Yeah, sorry, we forgot about that.
Oh, right, question of the day.
I think that's it.
What you've got is overrated.
I think skateboarding is overrated.
Oh!
Going there.
I don't know. I disqualified that. Does anyone think it's like the greatest thing?
I mean, I'm currently in a skate shop. But I still think it's over 2020. It's become overrated.
Really? I haven't noticed that. Yeah. Is that a British thing?
Who's rating it so highly?
Skateboarders more than anything. So
how do they express the rate? The
I think they still use forums. They still use forums.
Oh,
skateboarding forums.
Right. All right, well, that's your opinion, and I respect
it. My wife was breaking my balls.
This is a free speech zone.
Who cares?
Okay, thank you. Let's take another Zoomer. Maybe someone else has an overrated thing. We forgot about that, man.
I know, we completely forgot.
Don't forget, Super Chats are all to charity today, so give a few bucks to the Humane Society.
Doug, do you know where skateboards came from? Is this true fact? You know how they came about?
Southern California?
But why do they?
Surfing, some kind of surfing.
Yeah.
Because, well, when the waves were low, they would...
All right, he knew. All right, you got it. They used...
Yeah, I've seen all the documentaries.
Okay, all right.
They had the scooters that were made out of like a milk carton.
Right.
Take the box part off.
Dogtown and Z-Boys. Come on, let's move on.
Hi, babe.
Who else we got?
Just trying to put some facts out there.
Hey, guys. It's Luke Booth.
Hello, Luke. How you doing?
He kind of looks like the last guy.
I kind of look like the last guy. I'm in my classroom right now. I don't have too much time, but what I have to ask Vic and Doug a question because I got myself in a lot of trouble, and I'm hoping they can get me out.
Oh, boy.
Do you guys know the band Fleet Foxes at all?
We're chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know them a little bit.
So I was on their Instagram the other day. They just announced that they were going to be releasing all their stems for their new album. And I was just being a goose, and I just commented, do I have permission to use these stems to reconstruct Daft Punk's Get Lucky, like that song Get Lucky? I didn't think he'd respond. He responded, and he said, I have a court order demanding you to do so.
Oh.
Now, I know how the law works. I know that he's not.
It's a cute
really
thing to say. It's a nice, cute thing to say. It's like, I
very
love it.
Cute thing to say. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of Fleet Foxes fans were messaging me, just kind of saying, hey, when are you dropping the reconstruction? Oh. I don't do this. I teach math. So I would like to deliver some sort of product. Could you guys give me any start, or do you want to do it for me and then I get the credit and then I'll make a lot of money off of it? You let me know.
Interesting idea.
Talk to Ben Levin.
Ben, there we go.
He'll make it for you.
Calling all Levins. Calling all Levins.
All Levins. Or Dan Cups, too, would be excellent at it.
Outsource it and take the credit.
Right.
But pay these guys a little something to ghostwrite it, to ghost produce.
Is it unethical?
No. Is it unethical?
Like No, not at all.
Well, I would say when it comes to credit attribution, you should figure out a way to say, hey, this was my idea, but somebody else did the actual work.
If it's work for hire, he can take all the credit, just arrive at a price, and if they say okay, it's fair and square.
That's right. It's like this show, Tim's name is on it, you know, and we're, Doug and I are back here doing all the drops. We're the meat of the show. I mean, so...
We outsource all the jokes.
Right.
Are you in a class with our students in your class right now?
No. No, I just got... they don't let me teach anyone yet, so I'm just
No, I should think not.
Why are you on the side? Why are they facing another wall? That's kind of weird.
This is a little strange, if you ask me.
It's not an ideal setup, but COVID hit, so it didn't really matter. It's just me alone in here, just kind of... You know,
just high school?
It's great.
You're doing high school?
Teach high school, yeah.
You still get up at the board and just kind of talk to the room?
Any of the bullies?
Yeah, so what I do, I'll give you the view that my students get. They get this view, which I realize, oops. Uh-oh. Sorry, hold on, guys.
I have a question. I don't really care what the view of the students is. I mean, let's be frank. How are bullies handling this? How can bullies... sharpen their game. I mean, what are they doing?
We've
offered a bully support group. Oftentimes we'll have like bullying zones and Zoom chats where, you know, you can pay for kids to join the Zoom chat and then you just kind of haze them. It's been going really well so far. But if you guys have any more suggestions on how to increase bullying, you let me know.
Great. Well, thanks, Luke. I got to move on. I appreciate you.
Tim, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I loved your stand-up special and your one that you just posted, the cringe special. So just want to say that. I love you guys.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. I put up some old stand-up, cringe stand-up on the Patreon, patreon.com/officehourslive. If you want to hear my 2000 attempt at stand-up, it was awful. A complete failure.
I was listening to some of your early tapes of the songs you were doing, and there were some like catchy numbers in there.
Oh yeah,
must say.
All right, let's bring on our star guest.
Your cringe is not cringe. I have some.
Dude, my stand-up stinks.
I was going through some tapes. Boy, is it bad.
Poo-hoo. I was going through some of your tapes from earlier this year. Natalie.
I got an idea for the balloon.
Hey.
You do?
What the hell, Natalie? Where are you?
What's up? I'm in a closet.
You're
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but can I see you is a whole other thing.
Oh, yeah.
Are you in hiding?
I have a candle. I have a candle in here. It's probably kind of dangerous. I usually bring a flashlight in, but I couldn't really find it.
Are you a voiceover artist? What do you do in the
booth? Yeah, I am a voiceover artist. I just do my auditions in here, and then, you know, this summer with COVID, I had to record in here a lot. Wow. So
you're holding a candle?
Yeah, it smells really good.
It's going to get hot. It's going to get hot.
It's okay. Let's let it heat up. You know, it's all right for things to get spicy sometimes.
Well, listen, this is a morning show, and it's a little weird, I got to say, to be seeing you in this kind of...
Sure, well, I can just open up the door.
Let's see what that does.
Light in.
That's actually interesting. That's like a nice half light, like, you know, your one side of your face is a little dark. It's a very classic Hollywood lighting.
Sure. What if I did like something like this, where it's like... Half the side of my face is like candlelit.
You know what I've discovered?
The other side is dawn.
I think I've discovered that when I've been doing this show, I now have my audience in the teleprompter here so I can make eye contact. But I end up doing the Tucker Carlson squint thing when I'm looking at people. This, like, I'm very interested in you. But it's probably not a good look. It's not good for my eyes. My eye wrinkles around my eyes. Oh, Natalie, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did you, what feels like a million years ago, did you deliver a cake to me and my team?
I did in February.
Yeah.
Yes, I did deliver a cake in New York. It was right after I did a show and... what's his name? Chris from AEG.
Yeah.
With me and him, we got a cake and we delivered it to backstage. Did you take a bite of that?
No, of course not.
Oh, damn.
No, it was because
it's a tasty cake.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure I did. I'm sure I scarfed quite a bit of it up. That was very thoughtful and I appreciate that. You were not at the show because you were doing your own show.
Exactly. Yeah, I just caught the very end of it. Awesome. Awesome job. Great work.
Were you doing your one-man show, Nate, while we were doing our show?
Wow. That's exactly right, yeah.
So let's walk through this. You are the flavor of the year, of the month at least.
Maybe, of the week.
People love it. You were doing that show in New York as an off-Broadway kind of thing? How would you describe that?
I don't know if it was off-Broadway. I just kind of booked a theater. It's the old UCB theater, Improv Asylum. And we can call it off-Broadway. I don't know if it was that official. But just wanted to tour the show. So just booked a week of shows in New York. And it was fun to do some shows right before lockdown.
So, but had you written the show and then performed it? So where did you first kind of develop? How did you first kind of develop it?
Yeah, so I developed it at the Lyric Hyperion Theater in Los Angeles. Yeah, and then took it to the Edinburgh Fringe and then to London and Ireland and New York.
Where did you do it in London? Soho Theater?
Soho Theater, yeah. You like that spot?
I did I did 3 weeks of shows there. Did fucking comedy every night. A lot of edgy shit.
I did the Stress Factory. I did the Stress Factory. I don't know if you're familiar with the Stress Factory. Jim Brewer plays there a lot. So you workshopped it. You got it tight.
Stress Factory.
And then how do you say people are talking about this thing on the streets? People are like, who's contacting you about this? Who's licking their gums on this? Who's going?
Who's licking their gums? Maybe my most prestigious gum licker was Ira Glass. He said the show was good. He saw it live.
In New York?
In New York. He said, I did it at the Bell House in New York as well.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
The summer before. Yeah, Bell House is a good spot. Welcome. Yeah, I think, all the cool people that like me are leaving my mind right now. Maybe there's not too
well,
many.
Amy Poehler is...
Amy Poehler.
Is she... Did she
likes it.
Did she? Is she the one that said, let's put this on TV?
Yeah, so, well, her producer saw the show. One of her producers, Kim Lessing, saw the show in Edinburgh in 2018. And when I brought it back to L.A., Kim brought Amy to see the show at the Lyric Hyperion Theater. And Amy was like, we want to make this a special.
You
and
smashed
like,
it.
Yeah, she's like, you smashed it. And let's smash this on the television. So we shot it just independently with this company called Comedy Dynamics and tried to sell it after it was made, and pretty much everybody passed.
Yeah.
And I asked my producer Kim, like, hey, what about Netflix? You know, they're the only ones we haven't heard back from. And she's like, well, you know, they haven't said anything, but they passed initially because they put it to Netflix originally to produce it. Yeah. But
and they said no thanks. Right.
Yeah, they said no thanks. We wouldn't know what to do with it or whatever. And then, yeah.
Put it on.
Yeah,
it's all you have to do is literally upload it to your shitty service. It's got a bunch of garbage on it anyways.
I know, exactly. Freaking garbage network, am I right?
1990s Nazi documentaries from, you know, the BBC that are just rotting away in some library.
I mean, that's some of my favorite content on there.
I love it. I was watching something about the death squads the other day.
Oh, really?
So they look at it, they take a fresh look. Is it the same people that said initially no and then...
I think it was different people.
Different. They're all getting fired.
Yeah, everyone's I think they...
There's like a new person in charge every 3 months there. They're
yeah,
like,
they did a revamp.
Mode.
They did a revamp and I think it was like end of February. So everybody passed in like November of 2019. And then at like end of February 2020, my producer called me and she's like, Netflix wants to buy it. And I was like, what?
Bing, 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 no. Bing.
Yeah. It's like, you got to be kidding my ass with that. But
that's the same shit that happened to me, except we never got to the place where someone said we want to buy it with my special.
Oh, shoot.
Well, we do. That's not entirely true. It is this company, 800-pound gorilla, no joke. It's as dumb as Comedy Dynamics. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, exactly. But, is that the Jackass guys?
No.
Okay, that's a different
gorilla.
That's
Gorilla Flix.
Is that Gorilla
Flix? Gorilla Flix. All right.
No, these guys do stand-up specials. So they bought my special and said, run it on YouTube, get everybody talking about it, and then we'll put it out like on Amazon, all the other places that you can, you know, they'll like basically... own it so they can cut it up for all sorts of different, like, you know, serious, the audio and all that stuff. So it's good. And it was, I'm glad it went that way. But
hell yeah, dude. Freaking, you gotta be kidding my ass with that. Like, they put some garbage out on all these streamers, and then somebody who's been working on their craft for years and years and years.
One of the giants.
I mean, they got all these industry plants doing shit.
Did you see the Kevin... The what's his name? Kevin Hart, his special that's out. It's called Zero Fucks Given.
Oh,
zero,
shit.
But it's on your Netflix that you have. But
it's censored though too, right?
Isn't zero like... F asterisk given, and it's his new special. And boy,
fuck him.
You highly recommend.
It's some.
All right, it's some. I'm gonna check it out.
Have you seen, you'd be into this, have you seen this Wendy Williams episode that people are talking about from October?
No, I think I live under a rock. I don't know about anything anybody's talking about.
What's the date on that, Vic?
October 23rd.
You know it, like
it
a day which we're living in for me.
I was watching it last night again.
It's like the first day. Is it like one of the first days she's back in the studio with the studio audience from the lockdown?
Yeah.
And she, I think, is on... I don't know. We don't know what's going on. Something's going on where she's out of it.
Mm-hmm. She's like Britney Spears-ified or something.
Yeah. So it's really interesting to watch. It's one of my favorite horror films of the quarantine era.
Yeah, they,
it feels like a horror movie.
There's no reason. I don't know why they uploaded it.
It's like, you
know?
A like, it's David Lynch film or something.
Yeah, it's called crazy. Friday, October 23rd.
That's the name of the movie. It's called Friday, October 23rd.
They wake her up. Now, she has no idea where she is.
Oh, damn. It's just kind of like spooky vibes, kind of ominous.
Yes.
Like she's got a little twinkle in her eye.
Like freeze, totally freezes and like... the audience is what's really spooky about it is the audience. There's only about 10 people in this big studio and they're all wearing masks and they're like really into it. But it's really weird why they would be into what she's offering.
And three of the people in the room are her like spooky. Sidekicks who have to keep her on track and try to like prompt her to do things.
It's really interesting. Yeah. How has your year been? I mean, it's been hard for a performer.
Yeah, it's all right. I found out I was actually kind of a silver lining for me lockdown because I was super sick in February. I found out I had Lyme disease.
Ooh.
So I've just been taking the year to kind of get back to par, you know.
Did you get a cure?
Well, I've tried a bunch of different cures. You know, when you got a weird, mysterious illness, I think you try out many different types of medicines, and I went definitely an alternative route. Right now, I'm doing bee venom therapy.
My wife, I don't know if this is public.
I want to hear about the bee venom therapy.
Passed away last night.
Oh,
but we decided to continue to do the show. the kids are up there crying. What's the cheering about?
I'm sorry.
The show must go on.
No, the show must go on.
What'd she pass away from?
Lyme disease.
Really?
No. She had what we believe is Lyme disease, and she did some alternative healing situation. She did an alternative healing situation.
Which, you kind of got to.
Which is if I'll have Matt give you a couple links that maybe you'll find interesting. But it's pretty out there stuff.
Has gotten so brilliant.
Kind of.
I tried
there.
All the out there stuff.
Okay.
Nothing too out there for me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you haven't hit on this, I'll pass it along. It seemed to do something for her.
Nice, thank you.
It involves lots of cocaine.
I tried that, yeah. It worked really well.
Like, dangerous amounts of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work.
Dangerous,
well,
yeah,
it could be worse. You could have Lemon's disease, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Lemon's disease.
Yeah.
Well, are you feeling better?
I'm feeling much better, Good. The bees are kicking in, I gotta say.
Well, we did a whole segment on bees today on the show, so it's perfect timing for this. What else? What else is there? We've gone through
Year. I did a cartoon, new cartoon, Wildlife.
Oh, I think I'm on that. I did a voice on that show.
Did you? Right on. Very cool.
I love that you don't know
cartoon.
That.
I gotta watch it, I guess. I have really shitty taste in TV. I just watch like MasterChef.
Well, is that what I was gonna ask? What are you watching? What do you recommend?
MasterChef definitely is great. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, I love.
Guy Fieri
is great. What else is good? The Amazing Race.
Oh, really? You watch that stuff, huh?
Yeah. It's bad. Wow. It's pretty bad. Oh, I did a 20-day water fast.
No water at all?
No food. Just water.
Wow.
Just water.
Really?
Yeah, for 20 days, because I was trying to heal the Lyme. I had read this article that this guy said he did a 21-day water fast.
But you only did 20.
I could only make it to 20. I was trying 21, and on the 20th day, it was bad, dude. I started throwing up.
Yeah. Wow.
And, I don't think I had enough body fat on me to do, even though I calculated my BMI and all this, I thought I had enough body fat, but no, I didn't.
What were you throwing up at that point? Because there's no food in you.
Yeah, just stomach acid, I guess. So at that moment, I just grabbed the bone broth and started chugging that shit down, and it felt great.
20, that's a lot of days. I was watching this documentary that's on YouTube about breatharians. Do you know about breatharians?
I've heard about them, but I don't know how they do
it. It's crazy. Well, it's a scam. It's like it's a grift. It's like these people say you don't need food or water, they say, that you get all the nutrients that you need from the air and from the sun and from these breathing techniques. And it's a whole wacky world.
Are they like just sneaking sips of water?
Yeah.
Or?
They are. But some people don't, and then they get sick and have to stop doing that because that obviously the science doesn't make sense. You can't. There's like this guy in India who apparently is, you know, these yogis who like just sits on a rug and doesn't eat or drink ever. And they did all these studies on him and somehow, but it's all like, you know, it's carnival sideshow stuff.
They got to keep an eye on him, you know.
They did all that.
Through the night. 24-hour camera.
They did all that. They go, sir, ding dong, there's a Domino's pizza here. No, that's not for me. Anyways, look into that.
Yeah. No, sorry. I think I was like just thinking about not even any water. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, you just get it from get the drifting in, the particles in the air, it all comes in and fills
up.
What
if you live in Los Angeles? You just breathe in a bunch of car fumes.
That's what they say. That because when they do these studies on these people, they say, oh, well, it didn't work for me because I was in a toxic environment and I wasn't getting the new, you know, they always have a way out.
Yeah. My friend, who's this super hippy-dippy health guy, he was talking to a breatharian one time at this health convention, and he asked him, you know, how are you a breatharian in Los Angeles? And the guy said to him, it's not always as bad as you think.
Oh, well, that's good. What a relief. Yeah.
Great answer.
Natalie, yeah. We're not celebrating the holidays here, so I'm not going to wish you a happy holidays.
Okay, fuck your holidays.
Thanks for calling in, and congratulations. Nate is on Netflix. It's, it's nuts in the best way.
Thanks for saying that, Tim. Appreciate it.
It's very brave and funny and absolutely artistically singular. That you can use that on your blurb.
I will. I'll pull that quote 100%. Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye, Natalie. Yeah. All
have
the
a
best.
Good one. All the best. See ya.
Bye, Natalie.
So, Vic, how do we do your dance?
There it is. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. And then you got to switch sides.
This is the great, if everyone has been following, longtime Vic Berger followers.
The jester dance.
The jester dance is engaged.
We're in full, that's what we should be celebrating.
I went to the roller coaster at Coney Island, so I called Coney Island, and they said, hey, kid, take a hike at 12 years old. We're not going to let you strap yourself into the cyclone for 2 weeks straight. So I went home and I started to do the book and decided I was going to eat a car, swallow my pops, and then I was going to lock myself in a room and teach myself.
That's the Micro Machines guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, let's take a call or two, and then we'll move on to After Hours. It's been a terrific, it feels like this show's been going on all day. I've been really at. I've been Doug. Rate my performance today. Rate it.
Next caller.
A plus, Tim. 100%.
How are we doing, Tim?
Great.
Oh, good.
You came in hot. You were excited to get all your drops going.
I had a week off.
It was very exciting for you.
A lot of new drops to get in there.
Coming very hyper, but it's settled into a nice pace, a nice rhythm.
Right.
Show's getting an A from me.
Tim,
A-.
You get an A because you're canceling the C word, which I'm happy about.
And Joel, I think what we should do is, you know, I'm looking at the calendar and I'm thinking, well, we want to push strong into the next year.
Massive dumps.
Really keep the energy going. So we have a great show next week. It's already filling up. I think we can.
Sure, why not?
Say who's going to be on the show.
Yeah.
John Wilson is going to be calling in from the beloved HBO show, How To with John Wilson. And then that's the 10th, and the 17th is going to be a fantastic show, which is still being built.
We also have Swamp Dog next
Swamp
week.
Swamp Dog next week. And so here's what I'm getting at. The next week after that is Christmas, which I'm not allowed to say, but I'm allowed to
Can
editorialize
you be
about it.
Fired from saying that?
No.
Okay.
I'm just telling you a fact. But here's the deal. I'm mandating that we do a show not only on that day, but we do it on, because that's a Thursday. For me, it's just a Thursday, Christmas Eve. So that's a show as well. And Vic, I don't know what you got going on, but you're expected to be here.
I'll join. I mean, I'm hopefully.
And then we'll do a show the next day.
Hopefully
on the 25th.
Get into the season.
I can't wait to take my stocking down when I get home.
We're doing Friday the 25th. That's what it is. It's Friday the 25th. That's all it is. And we'll be doing a show.
My Christmas tree's going in the green bin today.
All right. Let's take one more, a couple more. Who's there?
Joel.
Hi, this is Joel.
Hello, Joel.
I made a movie, an 80-minute movie called Elfing Around.
Called what? Loafing Around?
Elfing Around. Hmm. It's like a Christmas movie. I'm sorry.
All right, goodbye. Sorry. Bye-bye.
No, wait. I released it today. It's pretty crazy. I made it with watermark stock photos and my this microphone.
Well, it has to be immediately destroyed. We don't say the C word here.
Are you happy with it?
It's really not a Christmas movie. It's like it's about Santa Claus, and he's like a sociopathic killer guy. Mm. And he teams up with a goblin to kill a bunch of elves and then goes to space.
Okay.
Where do you find this?
Here's Vic.
It's on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Go on iTunes and buy it.
What's it called again?
Should we see? What's it called? What's the name?
It's called Elfing Around.
Elfing Around.
Sure smells good.
All right. Thanks,
no one
Joel.
Awesome.
All right. Well, listen. Yeah, I support you, and I'll try to take a look. That's all I can do.
Take care, man.
You all right?
Congrats.
What's going on?
Come on.
You all right?
Oh, is he upset?
I muted him. He's really stressed after that.
Joel?
How long did you work on this movie and then you get this, you know, Tim dismisses it? How long did you work on it?
I feel a little fooled. I didn't know he was calling just to plug something.
How long did you work on this movie?
I worked on it since May.
See, it's a lot of work. Congrats on, you know, finishing something, man.
Yeah, and I got all nervous talking to you guys. All of a sudden, I got a frog in my
mouth. I get panic attacks like 12 times during these shows.
I mean, I wasn't even sure he was telling the truth.
Yeah,
I thought he was just making something
he's
up.
He's suspicious.
Joel.
And so we had the spaghetti.
If your
spaghetti shaker dude comes on and
excuse me,
you know.
Joel, you're a fan of the show, correct?
Yeah.
Now you know me.
Yeah.
You know that I'm gonna give you shit. Right?
I know.
You know it's coming. But you know it's coming from a place of love, Joel.
I love you, Daddy.
And you know it doesn't mean nothing.
Thanks, guys.
It's all about you got to do what you got to do. Okay?
Yeah.
Listen, if you're going to make products and content.
How would you say content?
Content.
Yeah.
Content. Then you have to be... You have to be able to accept criticism. I'm Yoda.
Guys, it's totally cool. I was just embarrassed because I felt like I choked and I bombed.
No.
I just love
Elf?
My queen above
What's
18.
It called? Elf off?
Elfing around. I honestly think you'll like it. I think it's influenced by your stuff. Like, very... what do you call strange?
Yeah. Oh,
stop now.
I want to support you. Let's post it, in fact.
I'm retweeting it right now.
There you go.
I'll check it out.
You too, my queen above
18. I love you. Hey, listen, have
thank
a great month of December.
You too.
Yes, all right. You look beautiful.
Take care.
Who else do we have?
Thank who else you, we got? We got a lot of dudes today. Always a lot of dudes.
Guys, stop listening to the show, okay?
Matt, just pick someone you've never picked before.
I'm trying.
Sorry, I'm not looking at the Zoom today, Matt.
I know, usually you'll kind of help out. But,
well, Jonathan Queensberry is there with his
I feel like we've talked to them. I think we just talked. Did we talk to you yet, Queensberry? No? Okay, Queensberry, you're on.
He just looks like everybody else.
Nice. Well, I thought we talked to this couple.
Probably.
No, we've never been on the show.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
Where are you calling in from?
From beautiful Hollywood, California.
And who are you with there?
This is my girlfriend, Savannah.
Hi.
Hey, Savannah. How can we help you today?
Well, we have something that's overrated.
Oh, good. What is it?
I think it's overrated.
Say it again.
Weed, like marijuana.
Mm, yeah. Oh.
Overrated.
You don't smoke
it? Makes me anxious and weird. Sometimes, but like at a party,
no.
Regret it.
No, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's become very normalized in the past few years. My folks and I do it when they're visiting. We'll have a little, you know, vape or something. And I use it sometimes to go to sleep. I find it helpful in that department. I don't generally.
That's good.
Generally, I don't use it. because it affects my psychological, the anti-hormone total.
I need to get like a buzzword Jordan like list that I can just hit.
But
you know?
Hell works though. That
hell,
gets, yeah.
Hell, it's hell. I've done marijuana twice, and both times it was hell. God damn it! They, God damn it! They. It created a sense of impending doom.
Tim, we used to toke up before we used to write the
That's true.
Awesome show.
That's right. We would do bong hits and then, oh, I got an idea, Beaver Boys, man. Oh. I had friends, though, in college who really lived off it and really kind of smoking it up and living off the stuff. Loved it. Not me. So I'm with you.
But I get paranoid from the sativa kind. I think that's what it is. You got to do the indica. And that's what gets you to sleep.
No.
That's what you gotta do, or something with CBD. That's I don't know.
CBD
beats. That's what I like.
You know what?
Oh, wait
check
a minute. We've got some pot smoking on the show.
Oh, look at this.
There's a setup,
they're
man.
They're gonna pull us.
This is a setup, man. Yeah, YouTube's gonna come down on us now. This is a setup, man. Now
we should. I'm gonna shout out to Lobster Elbows, if I may.
I was gonna just say
$99.99. Super chat for the Humane
Very
Society.
Sweet. That's true. Wow. We're not actually acknowledging any of the super chatters, but what were you going to say, Matt?
Exactly what Doug said.
There you go.
I was going to acknowledge his dog's wearing our shirts.
We got two overrated things this whole show. One of them
That's
was skateboarding,
right.
And the other one was marijuana, and then that was a gag.
Wasn't there a third one?
What a ripoff.
I think the
this is a setup, man.
Question of the day might be the most overrated thing of the year.
Doug, do you have anything that you find overrated this year?
Can I think about it for a second?
Find out Doug's overrated thing of the year on After Hours today.
Wow. I'll do it. Patrons
yeah,
only.
It
on After Hours.
Vic, anything coming to mind, or do you want to tease that?
I think most things are overrated.
I don't like Zooming.
Nobody likes.
I know, but it's people love it. Some people like it. I don't know.
I like not leaving the house to some degree. I like. There's certain things that Zoom's good for if it's like, well, I don't really need to go all the way to Santa Monica or something. Underrated. Go ahead.
Quarantine is underrated. Quarantine is wonderful.
You're liking it?
For many reasons. For many reasons, which I will discuss in After Hours.
I'll talk about the overrated musician of all time, Frank Zappa, on After Hours.
Oh, no.
Who I saw. Oh, I got a lot of stunned faces in the Zoom room. Yes, I watched Zappa, the documentary, well-made documentary, about a fool, about a terrible artist.
Queen's Gambit might be overrated.
I'm not watching it for the very reason that as soon as people start talking about a show like that, it becomes part of the cultural zeitgeist, I'm out. I say I will sooner watch eggs boil in the hot water. I will boil them until they are hard.
You gotta pull this guy up. He's got a good.
Oh, look at this!
What? Pull this guy up, Matt. Throw him in.
Oh, what's the name?
Friend Adam Arwan Ezor.
Well, I don't know who you're talking about.
This guy I'm looking at here,
right here.
How is he?
Arwan Ezor.
Who unmuted him? Say something, Abraham.
Somebody unmuted me, and I've just been waiting and trying not to audibly laugh. At Tim, because he is very funny.
Thank you.
Do you have a...
Look at you got Friendy the Bear. Is that what the character's name is? Friendy
yeah,
the Bear?
Yeah, I was surprised. I couldn't find the friendship burger on Google Images. So I had to... drink habit from an Adult Swim upload.
Nice.
But yeah, thanks for having me on.
We are our last caller because we're already into 11:30 here on the West Coast.
Thank you,
so what
Tim.
Can we do for you? I want to remind everybody, crimbus.biz... For the live Crimbus Watch on Saturday, get your tickets. $10 it goes to Feeding America. Me and Eric are going to watch the beautiful Crimbus special from 10 years ago. It's 10-year anniversary. Watch it live. You'll watch it. We'll watch it. We'll talk about it. Controversy creates conversation. How can I help you? Last call of the day. We must move on to After Hours. I must get on with the day.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess I can plug that I'm on a YouTube live stream called Joker TV tonight.
Okay.
And I'm going to be making some cartoons.
Nice.
Right now,
check out that.
So just waiting to finish college and make stuff on YouTube.
There you go.
Pounding.
The future. The future is here for everyone. The artists now are making things on YouTube and being very successful. That's where the art lives. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thanks to Kevin Morby. He was a treat.
Yeah. Nice guy. Fascinating guy.
Natalie Palamides coming in from the dark closet. It's a little strange. I like strange. I love Doug. I love everything about him. Okay. And Vic.
Thank you.
To a
lesser and Matt.
Extent.
And thank you, Wes. How do I do that? Office Hours was produced by Matt Carlin.
There it is.
With Wesley Knapp. Sound effects by Vic Berger and Doug Lusenhop. Office Hours is written by Tim Heidecker, Doug Lusenhop, Vic Berger, and Matthew Carlin. Guests today were Kevin Morby, Natalie Palamides. Our sponsor was
Top Dog Cat.
Top Dog Dog Top Dogs.
Who's watching on the Zoom?
Oh, there's your list. Just read all the Zoomers off.
Thanks to Andrew Blackmer, Love Feels Beast, Sean in Virginia, Anna Quinlan, Fraser Dougherty, Joshua Levy, Zach Alexander, Jonathan Queensberry, Michael Abalos, Daniel Corrigan, Kate, Bill R. Thomason, Huckabee President, Chris Robinson, Ethan Wayne Royal, Austin in Tennessee. Hell, let's forget this. All right, see everybody in After Hours. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. All right, thanks everybody. See you next week. I'll see the cool kids in the After Hours. Patreon.com/Office Hours Live. Thank you, everyone.
The last minute gone to hell with it. I'm not doing it. And voted for Trump.
We'll see you tonight at the Stress Factory.
Killing in the name of turkey! Killing in the name of! Killing in the name of! They told ya!
What do you think is contributing to the show?
That's a good question.
Dumps, big massive dumps.
Massive dumps. Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
Grab him to the floor.
Get the Flandito from Taco Bell.
Collect my clip.
Listen up, mister.
Oh, I smell marijuana.
Get out of Thanksgiving.
We'll see you tonight at the Stress Factory.